Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Browns won on Sunday. Feeling better?
A little bit. It's more of a, I don't feel worse than I did before, but I don't think that in watching that game, the things that stuck out to me were Kevin Stefanski, I thought, did a much better job week two than he did week one. I thought Deshaun Watson was much better week two than week one. Mm-hmm. And I also thought, wow, Jacksonville's really bad. Like the Jacksonville Jaguars looked like a really bad football team. And I don't think the Browns looked great. I thought they looked better. But and part of it could be the Browns defense is, I still think, a really good unit that didn't have a great day against Dallas. And that's part of Jacksonville's struggles. But they just looked like a team that's very poorly coached right now, too.
It's so funny you say that, because it was for like the first quarter, everyone was like, man, this is great. The Browns are rolling here. This thing's going to be over by halftime. And somewhere in between the first and second quarters, it devolved into, well, Jacksonville's just not that good. And it drove me crazy. It upset me, because when Dallas was just running all over your ass, nobody went, maybe Dallas is just that good. By the way, they're not just that good. You had a really bad day. But my point is, there is something where we are, and this is like a big, 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 big picture thing. So trying to explain it in 15-minute increments just ain't going to work. So I'm going to try and distill it to the finest point here. But where we are is, the slightest glimmer of hope is dissected and torn apart and ripped apart, especially if it has to go with Deshaun Watson. And then the slightest glimmer of negativity is amplified to such a degree. And that's what's so wild to me, is I do think it spoke to, I think there was a lot of people waiting and seeing. Let's see how they go out there against Dallas. And then the second it went poorly, it's just every feeling, every inkling, every concern of the last 2 years just flipped a switch. And it was wild to me, because in previous history, a win subverts that, pauses that, whatever. I do think it's been paused to some degree. But man, to see it, like, to see the Jacksonville game, which the Browns could have won 30-0, in part because of Deshaun's performance. But people then reverting to, well, you only scored one touchdown, or Deshaun didn't throw for passes. That is a level of cynicism and outrage that I never thought I would see in Brownstown, USA.
Right, and I do think part of it is we have standards now. Like in, 5 years ago, just winning that game is a huge success, where now that's the expectation. You're mm-hmm. you're supposed to win those types of games. And I think that the glimmer of hope versus, or the glimmer of a good thing versus the glimmer of a bad thing, is a really interesting conversation to have, because I do think that we've seen a lot of glimmers of hope with Deshaun Watson over the, what now, 14 games that he's played in a Browns uniform. It's just that they've been glimmers and not consistent. Where we, on the defensive side of the football, I think we've seen some glimmers of some not so great things, but overall, it's been a pretty good experience starting at the beginning of last year going to now. It's been a pretty good experience. Mm-hmm. So that's why I do think people are more more apt to be positive about what we saw defensively, because that's more in line with a lot of the good things we saw last year, where the good things that Deshaun Watson did do on Sunday, and he certainly did do some good things. He did some not so good things as well. But those good things, I think we'll start to focus on those more once it becomes more of a consistent thing. Once we can believe that that's going to happen week in and week out.
So this kind of does tie in with what we're planning on talking about in this segment, because you mentioned the 14 game thing, which I really do understand all the levels to why people are frustrated with the situation and why people might be frustrated with Deshaun and why we're frustrated. And you know, I really do understand it, but it is wild to me that I'm used to people talking about the Browns or the Browns quarterback situation with a lack of nuance. I'm just not used to it being in Cleveland. And it has been interesting to me. And, you know, we had Jason on, I believe that was yesterday, time is a flat circle. But we had Jason on yesterday, and he's just to the point where if it doesn't clear the bar of, is this why you traded for Deshaun Watson, then it's not good enough. And I understand that it has been 3 years. It hasn't even been a full season of football games. And every single season has told a different story. So in my mind, I think there is a part of me that's like, all right, I'm going to give this a chance, because if you think about what has happened, it's not really 14 games. It's 6 games at the end of 11-game suspension. That's rust. Last year, he actually did play pretty well, all things considered. It just wasn't elite level. And then he was back, and he played his best football while dealing with a shoulder injury. And so to this year, I had already come in with lowered expectations, not because of Deshaun, but because of a new offense and a new offensive line and new sets and spread features. It doesn't seem like anybody else is – I don't want to say anybody else. That's unfair. I'm surprised at the amount of hardliners of, until it rises above this level here, we're not having any conversation other than this guy sucks, the Browns suck, whether those two things are true or not. I just think that's interesting. Again, I'm not judging. Oh, by the way, there's another thing going on here, that the NFL itself, the offensive, it pretty much stunk across the board.
Right. That is not a Cleveland-specific thing. We're and passing in specific has stunk across the board. I don't know that it's offense so much as it's passing, because there are some places where I think running teams have had success running the football. The Browns necessarily haven't been one of them the way we would hope them to be. Maybe that gets fixed later on, but there have been teams that have had that sort of success. I do think it is nuance with Deshaun, what expectations and standards are for him. Like, my expectations for Deshaun this year are very low, but that doesn't mean that I have to be happy if he passes those super low expectations, because my expectations for him overall when they made the trade were much higher than anything I think he's still capable of attaining right now. And that, for me, ultimately, I'm not judging Deshaun on a game-to-game basis, because what he did this past Sunday was good enough. I don't know if that same exact performance is going to be good enough week in, week out, especially when you get to playoff time, which this should be a playoff team. They have the talent to get there. I don't know if that's going to be good enough, but my standard for him is not that high. But if he passes it, then I'm going to say, okay, you've shown me you can do this. I need to see you play at the level I expected when the Browns made the trade now. And that's when I start to get to really judging him.
So it's funny you say that. I viewed this season as a series of benchmarks, and it is apparent to me 2 weeks in, very few other people do. Like, it is, the benchmark is absolute, and if you do anything other than that, the accusation becomes you're a Deshaun apologist, or, you know, it's the new Baker bro of weaponizing your fandom or your thought to try and bully people into things. And again, I understand why. This is not a criticism. It's more of an observation that is fascinating to me every second. And it's not everybody, because I think there is half the fan base that's willing to have a conversation about week to week, let's grade this. But, like, as low as the bar was, you're 100% right. He cleared the bar. Be playable. Week one, he was not playable.
No.
And then week two, I think he was actually more than playable, and he showed you a lot of the things he didn't show you in week one.
I thought week one he was so bad that that's why the conversation got to the point that it did. Because if week one he would have been just a little bit better and still maybe unplayable, but just a little bit better, like, I didn't see flashes week one to give me any reason to believe that he was going to turn it around. I saw those flashes on Sunday. He had good moments on Sunday. Like I said, it wasn't all good. I would very much like for him to be smarter at the end of the game than he was, but I saw flashes to think, okay, he can at least do this. Where against Dallas, it was bad news all around. Yeah. For the
like
most
he's
part.
The reason you lost to Dallas.
I
would put him number one with a bullet.
He was a big reason why. I think a lot of other things went wrong too, but he was a big reason why, yes.
And then when we look at Jacksonville, to me, and I hate stuff like game managing quarterbacks, and I'm just going to keep pounding on this one. Because it's a placeholder.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Doesn't mean anything. Like, game manager does not mean anything anymore because it's been bastardized in three or four different ways. It means a guy who does not have the physical talent to take over games, right? A la Brock Purdy. Meaning you just have to play within yourself and you just have to let everybody else do the heavy lifting.
Sure.
Then there is, all right, game manager. All right, well, just don't screw the game up. All right, well, okay, that means a little bit different than of somebody who has playmaking skills but is really predicated on everybody else to get things done. And so there's like three or four different iterations of it. I didn't see a game manager on Sunday. That's what kills me, is like game managers don't make the sideline throw to Jerry Jeudy. Game managers don't make the David Lee Roth split. I'm just going to keep mentioning the same three throws all week. But there were more than those three throws. There were six or seven plays in that game that were creative on-the-fly plays. That is what you traded for.
Yeah.
So I get that the what you traded for was 300 yards a game and, you know, 30 passing touchdowns a year and another 5 to 8 running touchdowns and Super Bowls. I get that. You can't – it's week two. You can't do that.
Right.
And it almost – and again, I hate to say unfair because of what Deshaun is – accused of, and the fact that through 3 years the dividends are just not there for what you've traded for. At the same point, at some point you're weaponizing expectations and a huge contract against a guy trying to get right.
And I do think, if you want to be completely fair about this conversation, I almost think you need to wait until October, because what the football across the league has developed into in the entire month of September, and I know it counts, but this is kind of turned into preseason for a lot of teams.
Not just kind of. I think for everybody it's turning into preseason.
So that I do think needs to be factored in. Now, that doesn't mean he can go out against the Cowboys and look like someone who doesn't belong in the NFL and we have to be okay with it. But I also do think if you want to make a full and complete assessment of him, you should probably wait until October. You should probably wait through four games. And then I think that's when you start to say, okay, this guy has shown these flashes. This guy can be good, or this guy stinks. But I think that's probably the fairest way to do this.
I just think it's interesting that the most recent thing you've seen of him is the thing that people then expect of him. You know what I mean? Like,
it's because our sample size with him in a Browns uniform is so small. And because of when you go through an off season, or I guess it wasn't off season, it happened last November, but when you have surgery on your throwing shoulder, I don't think people can count on the things you did before, because you become such an unknown when you've played as little football as he's played in the last 3 years, when you have surgery on your throwing arm. I think it is, for a lot of people, myself included, that game against Dallas was, okay, this is just who Deshaun Watson is now. And I get why.
But what's crazy about that is that was so much worse than what we saw in any game last year.
Sure.
But so like that's what's so insane about it. I hear what you're saying. You are right about recency bias and the collective toll of everything. But like, he actually did, like, the five games last year. We're not counting Indianapolis. He played two series. We don't talk about that.
That's a PJ Walker win.
Yeah, but the five games he did play, every single one of them cleared the bar of the Dallas game. And I just think that's an important thing to notice. That's that context we're talking about. And again, all I'm saying is, because like the big question you and I are going to start the show with is, can the Browns win with Sunday's version of Deshaun? And I before we even launch into that, the reality is that's not what I'm expecting for 17 games in 18 weeks. Is it acceptable now? Yes. But once you clear the platform and gain some sort of consistency, that's when expectations should take it up. But we're not even getting there.
Right. Like, if Deshaun Watson continues to play the way that he played against Jacksonville, that then becomes the bar he needs to clear. Those expectations raise. Him playing at that level, at a certain point, isn't good enough anymore. Right now it is, because the Browns won, and for the next couple of weeks it is, because you look at the schedule and it's filled with cupcakes. But we're going to get to a certain point where we are going to need to expect and see more from him.
216-474-0092. Can the Browns win with Sunday's version of Deshaun Watson?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.